Welcome to the Create Your Big Life podcast with me, your host, Kathy Morton. I'm a mindset and life design coach, corporate escapee, and coffee lover. And I am literally obsessed with helping you go for your dreams, find fulfillment, and ditch self-doubt so you can create a life that lights you up, your big life. Hello there, and welcome to the Create Your Big Life podcast. This week, I wanted to share with you one of my favorite exercises, which proves just how powerful your focus is when it comes to creating the life that you actually want and also seeing opportunities that are going to help get you there. Energy flows where attention goes. So it's a really important question to ask yourself regularly. Check in, are you focused more on what you don't want in life than what you do want? Because so many people live their life through this lens, focusing on all the things that they don't want in their life, such as I don't want to be broke, I don't want to be in this job that I don't like, I don't want to be so stressed, I don't want to be so busy. But whatever you focus on, you are going to receive more of. And so if you want to start intentionally creating a life that truly, truly lights you up, then it is really important to be intentional with where you place your focus. So we all have a filter in our brain called the reticular activating system. And this filter deletes, generalizes, and distorts our reality based on what it thinks is important to us. And this is why it is so important to be intentional with your thoughts and your language so that you can really start to train your brain to focus on the things that you want to bring into your life and to stop focusing so much on the things that are actually going to keep you stuck where you are. The best example of the reticular activating system in action is when you go to buy a new car or you're thinking about buying a particular car that's new to you. And you'll notice that you'll start to see this car everywhere you go. And it's not because suddenly more of these type of cars have appeared on the road. It's just that it's now become important to you. And so it started to filter more into your awareness on a day-to-day basis. So you literally start to just notice it more than you were doing before. I came across this exercise a couple of years ago in the Mel Robbins book, The High Five Habit. And I've been playing with it in my own life for a couple of years. I also have shared it with plenty of students of Big Life Roadmap and Big Life Launchpad, and they have absolutely loved it. It's super simple as well. All you need to do is to start to look for hearts everywhere you go. Now, these hearts can be any hearts. They could be hearts that you see on someone's jumper or in a shop window, or that someone's doodled on a piece of paper. And also extra bonus points for when you see a heart in nature. For example, a heart-shaped leaf or a heart-shaped puddle or a heart-shaped cloud. I want you to start noticing hearts wherever and whenever you see them. Now, the purpose of this exercise is for you to start to train your mind to spot things that you are currently overlooking in your environment, to prove to yourself that you can actually start to make your brain work for you by you telling it what is important to you. And what you will no doubt notice, because like I said, I've done this in my own life for the last couple of years, and I've also shared it with loads of students, is that you will start to notice more and more and more hearts before you suddenly find that they're just flooded in your awareness everywhere you go. So I want you to continue to stay on the lookout to them. Play with this all week if you can, and really start to allow yourself to smile and remind yourself how powerful your focus is whenever you see one. It's also a really good opportunity whenever you notice a heart to just have a little pause, have a check-in with your thoughts, notice where your focus is in that moment, and also to send yourself some love, a little affirmation of self-love or I am enough every single time you see one, because it's also a great time to have it stack an affirmation that's going to help you move throughout the day with more confidence and with more power as well. So this exercise also proves to you that there is a different way to see the world around you once we start to look for the things that we actually want in our life. But then we don't want to just stop there, because yes, it's lovely to see hearts. Yes, we can use it as a reminder to send ourselves a loving affirmation. Yes, we can see it as a little fun nod from the universe that the universe has our back. And also, you then want to start to train your mind to actually look for opportunities to change your life. So let's say, for example, you want to make more money. Tell your mind to start spotting opportunities to help you do that. If you're looking to figure out an awesome business idea, tell your mind to start to look out for one. If you want to meet some new friends, tell your mind to go and also look out for opportunities to bring that into your awareness as well. And crucially, remind yourself over and over to stop focusing on what you don't want, because this exercise will also prove to you that if you keep focusing on what you don't want, you are going to see more evidence of that. And that's obviously not what we want. I would absolutely love to hear from you if you give this exercise a go, and also to see a picture of the heart that you find. Add a picture of the heart you find to your Instagram stories, tag me at Kathy J. Morton, so I can celebrate with you in this fun game of spotting hearts. And then remember, once you've got your brain trained into looking for hearts, start to then turn it towards the opportunities that you want to also figure out bringing into your life. Remember, your focus is everything. Where your focus goes, energy flows. Getting your mind on board for helping you create the results that you want makes life a hell of a lot easier. And so have a go with this exercise. Try it out in your own life for the next week. Let me know how you go, and I'm going to keep it short and sweet for this week, and I will see you on the next episode. Bye. Thank you for joining me for this episode. If you would love to go even deeper and you're so ready to take action on creating your big life and become the most fulfilled and lit up version of you, then I would love for you to join me inside my coaching program, Big Life Roadmap, so I can support you in making that life you've been dreaming of a reality. DM me Roadmap on Instagram at Kathy J. Morton for all the details, or check out the link in the show notes below. It's time to create your big life.